Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I still find it shocking that the Cavaliers were just flat in every which way last night. I mean, losing the game? No, I wouldn't have been surprised at that. That happens in the NBA playoffs, and the Cavs lost the first two games at home. So they clearly put themselves in a terrible position. I just can't believe that there was such a swing in play. And you could say the same thing about Indiana. You know, Indiana was not good in game three. Mm-mm. But they sure were good last night, and it was just a complete flip, and even more so for the Cavs last night. It's mind-boggling to me how a team in a must-win game for the Cavs. Let's be frank about that. Game three was really must-win, closely followed by game four after the Cavs got it done in game three. How can you come out with some really talented basketball players, some great coaching, and be that bad, Andy? I truly don't understand. It wasn't like it was the second night of a back-to-back. Wasn't like they flew in from Sacramento and got there at 3:30 in the morning. And they're sitting in a fine hotel in Indianapolis and then show up for game four and did that. It's unbelievable.
But Jeff, you know as well as I know that it's the ebb and flow of the game. And
these playoff series are weird.
Yeah, they couldn't buy a bucket early on. And the next thing you know, they're down 10 early. They were stuck on five forever, and then they just couldn't get rolling. And then, man, I mean, you'd sit down there and you watch that second quarter where they got outscored 42-16, and you're listening for taps. It was not good. They couldn't hit a bucket, and Indiana just couldn't miss. And guess what? There are going to be nights like that in the NBA. It happens.
Well, it sounds silly, and it's weird. I'll never completely understand it, but we know that that's how that goes. I'm looking right now at the 2016 NBA Finals, and if anybody remembers this, because Andy and I talked about this before the show started today, and let me just throw these numbers at you real quick, because this shows how wacky things are, and it talks about the ebb and flow of a playoff series. Golden State, back when the Cavs won the NBA championship, right? They were down 3-1. They came back and won it. Cavs lost game one by 15 points. They lost game two by 33 points at Golden State. Mm. It was 110-77. Cavs looked just completely outmatched. Come home and win game three by 30. So that's, we saw that, right? In this series, as the Cavaliers went out and dominated in game three, and then Golden State bounced back and won game four by 11 to go up 3-1. So these are all double-digit games. Cavs come back and win by 15 in game five. They won by 14 in game six. And the only real competitive game, close game at the finish anyway, was game seven when the Cavaliers won by four. Hmm. So, double-digit games in every game of that series until the last one. And that's why this stuff is so strange. And honestly, Andy, I think it's why You know, will the Cavs win this series? No, I don't think they will. Will they bounce back? No. Could they? Yes. Yes, they could. It's been done before. There's still a chance. And as bad as Game 4 was, look back at 2016. Cavs are down. They lose by 33 points, and they're down 2-0. And they came back and won the series. So that's why you don't rule anything out. And so far, same pattern, except flip it. The home team won each of the first three games in that series. Road team won each of the first three games in the current series.
I'm just going to give you a little good news in case you like need a little pick-me-up.
You're buying lunch?
No, Caitlin Clark works on Pacers Overtime on their radio show afterwards, and she said she felt bad for the Cavaliers.
Oh, that's great.
Man, news. That was some good basketball, she said, but then she said, I started to feel bad for the Cavaliers.
All right, so you have people feeling bad for your team, folks. How's that
Can't
feel?
Have nice thing.
Nope, Cleveland isn't Cleveland. Welcome, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
We're trying to make sense of something that we can't make sense about.
Meh.
Well, I made sense of it. I said to myself, you know, I like my Cavaliers a lot because they're some nice guys, you know, and they're pretty good. I think I'd have all of them babysit and watch my kids if I wanted to because they're such good guys. Now, there's three people I wouldn't. Yin Yang and LeVert and Tristan Thompson. I wouldn't let them watch my kids, and then I'll let you guys go with that. But they're a wonderful team.
Cleveland, not sure what your point is there. Unless you're thinking
he still loves his team. He believes in his team. I think that's what we're talking about, right?
What's wrong with Caris LeVert? George Niang used to join the morning show all the time.
I don't know.
I think you let George watch your kids. Seemed like a nice fella.
Yeah, why not?
Don's in Cleveland. Hello, Don.
How does he have time to do that?
I don't know.
How you guys doing today? Thanks for taking a call.
Yes, hey, man, mediocre.
I think the previous caller's point was the guys he doesn't want to watch his kids are jerks and mean, and they play a different style of basketball than the current roster of the Cavs. Look, the other thing you got to remember is Rick Carlisle is an all-time great NBA coach. He's an awesome coach.
Couldn't agree with you more.
He coached the pants off Kenny last night. And those coaches are probably each responsible for a win in every series. Maybe one of those coaches are responsible for two. So the coaching last night advantaged Carlisle big time. He took Jared Allen out of that game early. And Mobley cannot handle the Pacers' aggression by himself because Mobley's just too finesse. And when he tries too hard to be aggressive, his game gets out of whack. We're also very sloppy ball handlers, and we're lazy with passes in many instances. So when you got guys like Strus or Merrill or Hunter or Ty, that even Ty's a good ball handler, but when they're the main guy on the floor that's got to handle the ball in a pressure situation, they don't do that well. So you put all those things together, added with the fact that this roster has got quite a few guys on it that just aren't strong on the defensive end. They'll play good team defense, but a guy like Merrill, a guy like Ty, and a guy like Hunter, they're not aggressive on defense to match the Pacers' aggressiveness. So once you fall behind and your threes aren't falling, this roster will not come back in a playoff series like they can in the regular season. So, the roster changes are probably coming, but they shouldn't be extremely significant. You just got to tweak those spots because your core three or four aren't going anywhere because that's how you won 64 games.
Don, thank you very much. We let Don speak on that.
I know this is going to be a topic and I don't want to dive too far into the pool on this thing, but if they had the opportunity to get Giannis and some of the assets aren't there, you have to go back and then you abandon the current plan if you could bring in somebody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We could say they're not going anywhere, but you never know. And a Dan Gilbert-owned team is never scared to be aggressive to try to win more.
And here's the other thing, and this is what might be coming, and Don didn't want to go there, but we will. Mm-hmm. Winning 64 games in the regular season is all well and good, but that's not why you play this thing.
No.
So that's where you're going to have to sit back and look and think.
A long season.
Dan Gilbert, Kobe Altman, if the Cavs don't pull off an amazing comeback, where they're going to have to look and think, okay, This is 3 years in a row we didn't get past the second round of the playoffs with our core four.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the core four's fault? It's not the coach's fault. You change coaches.
Yeah.
You fired the guy who was second for coach of the year who got you better every year and brought in a guy who was coach of the year.
Hell, they fired a guy that got him to the NBA finals at one point. So let's be honest.
And
they
that worked.
Yeah, it did.
And that worked.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I mean, it's real clear what would have to happen, right? Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray!
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
Hey, listen, you know me, I'm about to just hit you real. Two things is going wrong. First, I told you guys about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, I said, well, listen, the Cavs don't have a dog on their team that's not going to work in the playoffs. You guys were talking about team basketball and how Donovan Mitchell took a step back to become a better leader. And I said, well, that's not going to work in the playoffs. You need to be a dog. What did Mike Tyson say? Everybody got a plan that gets smacked in the mouth? That's exactly what we saw yesterday. My problem with the Cavs is, why did they change styles of play? When they went on those 16-0 runs, 18-0 runs, 15-0 runs, they were moving the ball fast. They were running up and down the court, moving the ball fast. This looked like the same old Cavs that walk the ball up and everybody's out running them. So I don't understand what's happening to the pace of the game and that made them change that pace of the game. Because I don't think they're going to win this thing, but yesterday it looked like that coach said, bust him in the mouth. That's why, and Baskin, you was wrong.
Oh, I was wrong.
He fouled him. I'm saying, Mr. Phelps, you were wrong. He fouled him. He punched him in the stomach.
Yeah.
The play was over. They're about to inbound it, and then he went over and pushed it. He flopped. Like, he knew, like, he was told to do that. After all the coaches gave him a high five when he was leaving the court. Like, he was told to do that. And yet, that's what shook the Cavs. So my thing is this. The Cavs got to come out and just, you know, do what they got to do. Don't get rid of the core four. All you got to do, You won center. You have to get Jared Addison help in the offseason. A legitimate help. And you have to do something with, Dean Wade. You have to do something with Dean Wade. Like, real talk, he's out there doing absolutely nothing. He's not – anybody can play soft defense, but he's doing absolutely nothing. You are a three-point shot specialist. So is Mero. You guys have to do what you got to do, and we will win. We can win this series. Those two people, and I know it's going to sound stupid, but those two people are the key to this whole thing. That's it. That's it.
All right, Corey. Cool, thank you, Corey.
You know, I was a little worried about, and I can't say that this has actually been the case. You know, the Cavs played so well all year by playing a lot of guys and keeping minutes down and not going guard heavy and everything else. Donovan Mitchell has been incredible. But Donovan Mitchell has been taking so many more shots than he took in the regular season.
Yeah.
That's not on him. But it's a different style of play than the Cavs played and were so successful with during the regular season. I'm not going to get mad at a guy for being as great as Donovan's been. I mean, in this series, 33, 48, and 43 points. 12 yesterday till he got hurt.
Yeah, but Jeff, how many times have we watched
48 and 43 get you, Andy?
How many times
you were 1-2 after
that's
those
a good
games?
Point. So, and how many times do you look at a scorebook and say, "Oh, that guy had 50 and they lost"?
Yeah,
because it doesn't work.
That's exactly right.
That's
my point. Andy.
That's LeBron 1.0.
Right. That's my
right?
point. That's
if you learn one thing about the game when LeBron was here, either first time or second time, was that first time if he had to score 50, how often did they win? Yeah, they had one gigantic win against, Detroit to get them to the finals in 07. But those games, just you're in bad shape if you got a guy that's got to score 45 or 50. Well, when you look at the box score and you see that all the starters are in double figures, then you're in good shape.
Nothing against Donovan on this.
No.
And seriously. But in the first three games, he took 30, 30, and 29 shots. And that's not how the Cavs were successful during the regular season. We're going to get back to Cavs. It's going to dominate the conversation all day long. But Browns had rookie minicamp. Scott Petrak was there. He joins us every Monday at 11. By golly, it's almost 11 on a Monday. Petrak next, right here on Baskin and Phil.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.